Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Manning back to throw. He looks left. He throws left. Caught for the touchdown by Sterling Shepard. 53 seconds to go, and the Giants are up 26-23 with the extra point pending.
Mayfield under center. Takes the snap, gives it. Chubb runs. He's to the 10, 15. He's to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. There goes Chubb. He's to the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Chubb-a-lubba-hub. 92 yards.
No wide receivers. Third and goal. Handoff. Elliott works his way through and walks the dog. Touchdown, Elliott.
Three receivers, including Dixon, the tight end, to the far side. Wilson with two on the play clock has Dixon middle of the field toward the end zone. Touchdown, Seattle! A 15-yard touchdown pass from Russell Wilson to Ed Dixon, and the Seahawks take the lead 26-24 with 5:08 to play in the fourth quarter.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
All right. And of course, here we are. Our pro football picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ICFP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The book at Harrah's Resort and Bally's Wild, Wild West Atlantic City Wager now by Wallauer Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland Counties. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. We move to the weekend before Thanksgiving. It is unbelievable that next week is Thanksgiving. I mean, it's just stunning. Week 11 in the NFL season. I actually had a decent week last week, 2-1. My partner was not so fortunate in that regard.
No.
But he will try to, he's had a much better year than me. He will try to bounce back, and we'll see what happens this week. So, Ev, take it away.
Yeah, I'm very concerned that last week was a sign of things to come, that the Met 07 collapse has begun. I was 17-10. I'm feeling good. I've had only one losing week all year. And then last week was an unmitigated nightmare. I took the Bengals getting 5.5. That wasn't even close. I took the Patriots laying 6.5. That was not even close. And I took Tampa laying 3 against the Redskins. And if you would have told me, hey, at 505 yards of offense, I would have figured I would have won that. I did not win that. I lost that by a lot. So it was an 0-3 week. My record, though, still good, 17-13. So hopefully the bounce back begins right now. And I'm going to start off by taking a team that I think will bounce back, like I hope I bounce back. And that's the Carolina Panthers, who got their asses handed to them 10 days ago, or now it's 8 days ago, against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look, I think the Carolina Panthers are a well-coached team. I think they're a legitimately good team. And I think that they need the tonic known as the Detroit Lions to bounce back. The Lions have been a dumpster fire over the last 3 weeks. Their offensive weapons are disappearing. They decided to trade Golden Tate. Marvin Jones is banged up. They basically just should run this offense through Kerryon Johnson. That's what they should do. The Panthers are going to bounce back. Ron Rivera is a good head coach. They've had 10 days now, or it's going to be about 9 or 10 days before they play this game. I like the Panthers to erase the horribleness of what happened against the Steelers last Thursday. So in game number one, give me Carolina. They're laying 4 in Detroit against the Lions, game number one. Game number two, I bet against the Redskins last week, and I'm going to do it again this week with the Houston Texans. A very interesting matchup. A couple of 6-3 teams battling, and the Texans are laying 3 points in Washington. Couple of things. First of all, the Texans are incredibly healthy, which is good for them coming out of a bye, and the Redskins are not. Their offensive line is banged up, and I'm concerned about Adrian Peterson as this second half of the season rolls on. He's not exactly young. He's got a lot of mileage on him. We mentioned the issues on that offensive line. I love the Texans to put together a big-time defensive performance against Washington. And let's face it, the Redskins were lucky last week. That was a very, very lucky game. You also have the issues with the crowd situation where Josh Norman is calling out the home fans. And I don't exactly know what type of what type of home field advantage the Redskins are going to have in this game, considering that fans have barely showed up all year long. Give me the Texans. I think they're a flat-out better team. Give me the Texans in game number two. They're laying three. Game number three, I really want to be wrong about this because of my hope that the Chicago Bears can win the NFC and I can be rewarded for that August bet I made. But I love the Vikings in this game. They're actually getting 2.5 in Chicago against the Bears. The Vikings have been very under the radar. You know, they came into this season with huge expectations. They go out, they sign the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, and I think there are Super Bowl hopes, but the fact that they haven't played as well as the Rams or the New Orleans Saints, they have become this forgotten-about team right now in the NFC. If they can go into Chicago and shut down this run game, and I think they'll be able to do it, and they've been great against the run all year, and you take away Jordan Howard, you take away Tariq Cohen, who's going to be a huge factor in this game, the Vikings have an excellent chance to pull this out. But the Vikings have been very under the radar. You almost forget about them. They've got Delvin Cook healthy, which should be a big help. Give me Minnesota getting 2.5 in Chicago against the Bears. Game number one, Carolina -4 in Detroit against the Lions. The Texans -3 in Washington against the Redskins. And game number three, give me the Vikings getting 2.5 in Chicago against the Bears. Those are my picks for week 11. Joe, take it away.
All right, bro. I actually had a decent win, at least a winning week last week. I went 2-1. My loss was the Falcons laying the 6.5 as they got beat up in Cleveland by the Browns. I won with the Chargers laying the 10 against the Raiders. They won by 14. I won with the Seahawks getting 10 against the Rams. They didn't win, but they covered the number, lost by 5. So 2-1 on the week. I'm just the opposite of my partner. I'm 13-17 on the year. We'll try to make it 2 weeks in a row winning this week. I'm taking 3 home favorites, and I'm starting with the Giants. I have not touched the Giant game all year. I'm touching it now. I'm going to lay the 2 points. I like the Giants here. They're going to win again. I really do. You know, look, the Bucs, especially with Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback, they're always dangerous. And, you know, you mentioned it, DeSean Jackson, you know, obviously O.J. Howard and Mike Evans. They got a lot of weapons. They put a lot of, offensively, they've been great. I mean, look at all the yards they gained last week. How they only scored 3 points? Well, we know the answer. 4 turnovers and 2 missed field goals. But they are a dangerous team, Tampa, especially when Fitzpatrick's playing. You know JPP's jacked up. But I just think the Giants are going to win. I think they're going to win again. I like what happened. I like what I saw. I know it's the Niners, but I like what I saw Monday night. Jamon Brown has made a huge difference already in the offensive line. The kid Coleman returning kicks was huge on special teams. Eli played like the Eli of old and, you know, leading the team down and coming back. You still got Barkley. Beckham was in the end zone a couple times last week. Giants haven't won a game at home either. They're not going 0 for the year at MetLife Stadium. I think they're winning this game. I like them a lot. You're only laying 2. Give me the Giants laying 2 to make it 2 straight wins at home against Tampa. Game 2, I like the Colts laying a point against Tennessee. You know, it's funny about the Colts. Go back 4 weeks ago when they're playing the Jets, and we're saying, boy, you know what? If the Jets can't beat the Colts here, I mean, this is banged up and yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Jets did beat the Colts. But how about the fact that the Jets haven't won since then and the Colts haven't lost since then? The Colts have won 3 straight games. Now, they haven't beaten any world beaters in their 3 straight wins. You know, they beat the Raiders. They beat the Bills. And last week, they beat a crumbling Jaguar team. But Tennessee, to me, look, they look great the last couple weeks. They beat Dallas 2 weeks ago in Dallas. That beat down of the Patriots last week. I see a letdown here. And the Colts are dangerous. Andrew Luck's having a hell of a year. I mean, he really is. What's he got, like 26 touchdown passes so far this year? No, he's as dangerous as it gets. And the Colts are still in the mix there. They're only 2 games, you know, out of first place, you know, behind Houston right now, and only a game behind Tennessee. I think Tennessee is ripe for the letdown. I love the Colts here, and I'm only laying a point. Give me Indy -1 at home against Tennessee. And finally, this team, they beat me last week. I've had a lot of trouble picking this team this year. I don't know why I've done it so much. I have. I don't know if I've won with them. But I'm taking a shot at the Falcons laying 3.5 against Dallas. Dallas coming off a big divisional win last week in Philadelphia. The Falcons coming off that bad loss against Cleveland. Remember, the Falcons looked like they had it going. They'd won 3 straight going into that Cleveland game. Julio Jones finally getting in the end zone and all of that. Remember, they beat up the Redskins the week before that. This is a game the Falcons have to have. You know, Dallas could lose this game, and with the state of the NFC East, I still say they got a shot. even at 4-6. You know, the Eagles aren't playing great. How good really are the Redskins? They still got to play the Eagles again. They still got to play the Redskins again. So I'm not, even with a loss here, I can't count the Cowboys out. A loss here for Atlanta, it's over. I mean, forget it. I mean, they're not going to win a division anyway, but if they got any designs on a playoff spot, this is a game they have to win, especially with the Saints coming up on Thanksgiving Day. I'm taking the Falcons laying the 3.5 at home against the Cowboys. So the Beningo picks for Week 11, give me the Giants -2 at home against the Bucs. Give me the Colts -1 at home against the Titans. Give me the Falcons -3.5 at home against the Cowboys. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks already, stunningly, Week 11 in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.